Welcome to the Your Level Fitness Podcast. Rob is back this week, and Rob, we are talking about summer camp. Year two for you, right? Second year?
Very excited, yeah. You know, we last year I launched Busy Bariatric Summer Camp. We helped about 23 people in the program through just offering one-on-one discounted coaching, nutrition, fitness, everything that you kind of need in order to thrive in the summer. And I realized, like, from looking over the data and the research, is that summer's actually a better time to start a goal than it is January 1st. And I think you and me both agree. The January 1st hype is kind of overrated. And we're both kind of in the same place of building that beach body isn't necessarily needed either. So for me, it's more of let's work on it with the most opportune time where there's less on people's plates and kind of, you know, help them get the results that they want on their fitness journey.
Yeah. Now for you, do you see, what was the breakdown of teachers and administrators versus regular folks? Because I've always heard for teachers, this is a good time, but have you gotten a pretty good distribution, not just educators, but all types of folks in the program?
Yeah, not just teachers. I think for a lot of people, because the days are longer, it's a little bit warmer. We're able to get up a little bit more. Most people take their vacation times during this so that it works well. There's a lot of other factors of why summer is just really good. It's produce season. So, you know, in Jersey, we get our fresh Jersey tomatoes, you know, watermelon is in abundance. There's just so many good opportunities to take that, like, summer, regardless of what profession you have, really is a great time because you can also get a lot more outdoor activities and fitness in. So you can spend your cardio doing pickleball or going swimming with your kids or running around a park as opposed to staying inside when it's cold on a treadmill for 30 to 45 minutes a day. Unless that's what you want to do, because you can do that as well.
Yeah, no, from what I've seen on what you're offering, I mean, it gives people the kind of structure they're going to need, but you're really good at meeting people where they are. So it's structured in a certain way, but it's individualized as well. So let's get into the, that's a wonderful overview on it. But I mean, if folks sign up, what can they expect kind of on the day to day?
Yeah, this is one of the reasons I built this is because I think we've talked a lot about what we see in the fitness industry. And one of the parts that I think doesn't really connect well in a lot of online fitness programs is the value of relationships and rapport. So this is a one-on-one coaching program where you get FaceTime with me bi-weekly on a 30-minute call. You also get a group coaching call with me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And on top of that, what I added for this year is I added a speaker series where we have some of the best people in the bariatric community coming in and speaking on subjects that bariatric patients need on Tuesdays at 8 Eastern Central. You also get the recordings if you don't make it. So if that doesn't fit your busy lifestyle, you have a lot of options. And I was really happy. I've reached out to people who really inspired me on my journey, and almost every one of them said yes. On top of that, a lot of them waived their fees for doing their coaching call, which I think is really powerful. That also allowed me to offer a 3-month scholarship program that we'll be giving out at the end of the program. So to give you an idea of some of the people we got, Connie Stapleton and Laura Grabeau both literally wrote the book and was the keynote at Bariatric Society to work on the mindset work. And of course, my wife's calling midway through.
Okay. So.
We have Emily Williams, who taught me how to work my busy calendar and is an energetic scheduler. So working on your neurotype and your energy supports to help you get whatever you need. Josh Weiner, who taught me how to eliminate close to $160,000 worth of debt. I'm down to $38,000 now. So my financial coach is going to be teaching how tracking works in that. Ryan Turner, Kim Terrapelli, and Whitney Gibson as registered dietitians to teach you how to fuel for if you have a neurospicy brain, an athletic body, or just want some fun, healthy summer activities. We brought in female certified personal trainers like Megan Staub, last year's Just Be You Women's Fitness Award winner, and Kylie Hansen, who is had a medal placement at last year's Summer Shred as a bariatric patient. So it's a lot of bariatric people coming together to really help support the community and really wrap yourself around every aspect of your journey that you could be struggling on.
Well, and what I like, and this has always been my favorite thing about the health and fitness space, is it's one clearly defined area where you can develop structure. And let's be honest, most folks, most of us, even when we started out at some point, didn't have structure in our life. But what this is it's a domino effect, and you're showing them how this actually applies and to the other areas, which I love. Now, what is we've got the summer, and what are the dates for summer camp?
We are going June 1st. The speaker series starts all the way up to September 1st. So Okay. It's 3 months. It's a really good time to really just build the habits and foundations. And when I book the speakers, it's literally from every aspect to make sure you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's very well structured. It's the entire summer. And then this, again, I think the way that you have this set up, and you guys, we have it linked up in the show notes, so you can get some more info on it. Yes, click that link, get the info, and then book your spot for a call to again make sure that it's going to be the right thing for you as well. But you actually have this set up to where it can be a nice summer goal execution plan for somebody that could be freestanding, but it also transitions really well into the programs you do throughout the year as well. How has that transition worked for some of the folks from last year?
So I think for a lot of people, they re-signed after joining the program because they realized how much of their bariatric lifestyle and journey was optimized through doing this. So much of it comes down to their why, not just why they had bariatric surgery, but also what they want their life to look like and why. So helping them with basic functions like building out a calendar that reflects your goals. How are you planning your meals in advance so that you're not dealing with decision fatigue? How do you take advantage of opportunities that come up in your life? All kind of get covered between the one-on-one coaching and through the program. So it allows people to stay. We've had a lot of people re-sign and stay with us, and we actually offer alumni programs. So you pay a discounted amount after the summer program, which is actually my one-on-one coaching discounted as well. So you get a discount on a discount if you work with us. And a lot stay because they get the nutrition aspects, they get the fitness aspects, and they get to build a lifestyle and a community and a group of people who all have the same goals.
Yeah, and one of the hardest things when someone is selecting a coach or a fitness coach or a personal trainer to work with is that rapport and is that relationship. And what I like about this is you're taking a 3-month period and you're really hitting that from all different angles. So it does make sense that if somebody starts out in this program, that they look at it and like, well, my gosh, I've already, you know, I've made all the progress this summer. Let's keep this going because, oh, by the way, September 1st, if you keep going on through, then you're going through the end of the year and you're going through the holidays, and then you're getting to that January thing that you and I are going to come back on a podcast in January and talk about. Hey,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, you can do it now or you can do it later in the year. Whenever you start is great. But the fact that they've already started and they're just progressing, I think it's smart. It's good the way you've done it.
And one thing that my clients really thrived when is in August, we really start to talk about how are we going to beat the burr, which is September, October, November, December, just like you said. And those 4 months are critical because for a lot of people in their fitness and health journey, that's usually where the slip starts, where it's, oh, we're back to school. Maybe I'll get pizza a little bit more here. Or, oh, it's October. I don't have time to schedule and the Halloween candy creeps out. Well, then November starts. We're in Thanksgiving and the holidays. And boom, we're at December, 12 pounds heavier than we were back in the summer. So one of the things we really work at and coach heavily in Busy Bariatrics is how do you beat the burr so that when you're in January and everyone's starting new year, new me, we're really doing new year, same me.
Yeah. 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 And it's really, I mean, and everything you're speaking about, it's having that awareness and a plan of just coasting through. And this again is something that can break the cycle of starting and stopping and then restarting in January. So, yeah, I mean, no, I think the program itself is fantastic. I love how you've it sounds like you've learned a lot from running it last year and going into this year. And this is something to continue on. So I'll tell you guys again, if you want more info, it's linked up in the show notes. And if you ever had Rob and I finishing a podcast in under 10 minutes on your bingo card, you're probably the only one to get that square. Cause I don't, I, I don't think we've ever gone through things this fast, have we?
This is a tight one. We also talked 20 minutes into the podcast, and we just hit the over. So for those of you betting over, just know that you hit, and I definitely sold out to get the last bit.
There we go. So, but no, again, if you guys aren't connected with Rob, I've got his Instagram linked up in the show notes. The summer camp link for the page there, the info page, is also linked up. And we'll do it again, man. We'll do it again soon.
Looking forward to it.